The annual Conservative Political Action Conference opened yesterday at a Northern Virginia hotel across the Potomac River from the Capitol. Vice President Dick Cheney spoke at the opening session. The schedule includes speakers from the Family Research Council, the National Rifle Association, and President Bush's campaign, NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
For conservatives, this is the sci-fi convention, the car show, and the job fair, all in one. The main hall is lined with stalls from groups like the National Taxpayers Union, the Washington Times newspaper, and the political action committee Government is Not God. Niche marketers are here to hawk conservative gear, buttons that trumpet WO4 and talking action figures of right-wing darlings like commentator Ann Coulter.
Liberals are so blocked on the idea that people's money is still their own.
And President Bush.
And of course, George Washington, or as his friends call him, George W.
As well as merchandise heckling the bane of conservatives everywhere, former President Bill Clinton. When you press his doll's button, it swivels its hips and plays the sax. A new sight this year, working their way through the crowd, is a wedding couple. A man in a black tuxedo, a woman in a full-length white wedding gown stitched with lace and pearls. They're introduced by the Reverend Lou Sheldon of the Traditional Values Coalition.
This is Amy and Martin, and we're here supporting one man and one woman in marriage.
Most of the conservatives at this conference say they're very pleased with the president for using the State of the Union address this week to say that, if necessary, he would go to the constitutional amendment process to stop courts from allowing gay marriage. But there's also grousing among some conservatives who are not totally happy with Mr. Bush's 3 years in the White House. One grumbler is Joel Brewer of Virginia.
Other than his tax cut and his partial birth abortion ban, President Bush has basically governed as a moderate to liberal Democrat.
Brewer says he's angry that Republican control of the House, the Senate, and the White House has not led to smaller government, but in fact to swift growth in federal spending. And quite a few conservatives were disappointed by something they didn't hear a word about in the State of the Union address, abortion. Ashley Humphreys is a 20-year-old student at Indiana Wesleyan University.
I am obviously strongly, strongly pro-life. I admire Bush in a lot of ways. However, when you don't take a stand for something like that, being as strong a Republican as he is, it does make me step back and wonder, where do you actually stand? What are you actually going to do about it?
So as one conference goer put it, this crowd is conservative before Republican. Then again, ask a random sampling who they plan to vote for in the coming presidential election.
Who are you going to vote for?
Bush.
Bush.
George W. Bush.
George Bush.
W.
Bush.
Bush.
No contest. Duh.
And so conservatives are keeping their eyes on the Democratic primaries as much as liberals are, though with the goal of monitoring the potential threat candidates pose to a second Bush term. Several conservatives here said they're a little concerned that General Wesley Clark could draw military-minded votes, and a few conference-goers mentioned Massachusetts Senator John Kerry as a strong opponent. But another unscientific survey suggests conservatives here are worried about one Democrat above all the others.
I worry about a guy like John Edwards.
Probably Edwards represents more of the common man to Democratic Party. And
John Edwards is from the South. And so, you know, he'll have a lot of influence on the Southern voters.
He has a lot of values that Bush shares, so he could definitely snag some Republican votes.
The North Carolina senator was first on the lips of Bill Pasco of Virginia, Tricia Nolan of New York, Jordan Grant of Ohio, and Christine Garrett of Washington, D.C. Though these conservatives see a threat in Edwards and others, they all said they're confident hard work in the coming months will keep their candidate in the White House 4 more years. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.